listening to the 5-Minute Scholar from memorywizards.com.
You know, Ben, on a dark and stormy afternoon like this, with Halloween right around the corner, my mind always goes to spooky stories from history. And there's no historical event in America more tied to the idea of witches than the Salem witch trials.
It's a story that has haunted the American imagination for over 300 years. The popular version is a straightforward tale of religious fanaticism and mass hysteria, where a group of teenage girls started pointing fingers and a Puritan town went mad. A simple, terrifying cautionary tale.
But history is never that simple, is it? It feels like there has to be something more going on beneath the surface than just a sudden bout of collective madness. Which brings us to our central question for this Halloween season. What really caused the hysteria in Salem?
It's one of the great historical mysteries, but historians now believe it wasn't a single cause, but a perfect storm of social and economic anxieties. The first key factor is that the trials weren't just a religious dispute. They were a kind of social civil war.
A civil war? What were the two sides?
The conflict was between two very different communities: the struggling agriculture-based community of Salem Village and the prosperous merchant class port of Salem Town. For years, the poorer farmers of the village had been trying to gain independence from the wealthy town, and there was incredible bitterness and resentment. When you map out the accusations, a startling pattern emerges. A huge number of the accusers were from the struggling village, and many of the accused were individuals with financial or social ties to the richer town.
So the accusations of witchcraft were a weapon in a bitter local feud over land, status, and money.
In many cases, yes. It was a way for the disenfranchised to attack their more powerful and prosperous neighbors. And this leads to the second point. The trials were also a shocking story about power dynamics. The main accusers were a group of young, unmarried women. In the rigid, patriarchal, Puritan society, they were at the absolute bottom of the social ladder. They were expected to be silent and obedient.
But during the trials, they were the center of everything.
Exactly. Suddenly, through their fits and accusations, these powerless young women became the most powerful and feared people in the entire colony. Ministers, magistrates, and wealthy landowners all hung on their every word. The trials can be seen as a terrifying and ultimately tragic way for a completely marginalized group to seize a voice and upend the entire social order.
So you have this explosive mix of economic resentment and social power dynamics. Was there anything else that lit the fuse?
There was. And this is the final, tragic piece of the puzzle: the lingering trauma of war. Just a few years before the trials, the region had been devastated by a brutal conflict with Native American tribes known as King William's War. Many of the families in Salem Village, including the families of several of the afflicted girls, were refugees from this war on the main frontier.
So they had witnessed incredible violence.
Unspeakable violence. They had seen their homes burned and their families killed or taken captive. They lived in a world where they believed the devil was a real, tangible force, hiding just beyond the tree line in the dark woods. It's likely that the devil they saw tormenting them in the courtroom was a projection of the very real horror and evil they had already experienced. The Salem witch hunt wasn't just a fantasy, it was fueled by the ghosts of a very real war.
A perfect summary, Ben. And for our listeners who want to dive even deeper, you can find the full interactive games, summaries, and activities on memorywizards.com.
It's the perfect way to lock in what you've learned. Until next time, stay curious.